Jetzt gibt es Type Radio. Type Radio.
My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And you're listening to Type Radio at Aitai in Helsinki, 2005. And with us is James, you say Grieshaber, but it's a German name, isn't it?
It should be probably pronounced Grieshaber.
Grieshaber, yeah, that's what I thought it was. So it's Grieshaber.
Yeah, I guess the American strain of my family says it Grieshaber.
Grieshaber, yeah. Okay.
But if you were German, it should be pronounced Grieshaber.
Do you still have relatives then in Germany?
I don't know. I haven't looked that far back in my family tree, so I don't know.
There are no relics hanging on the wall.
No. No.
Photo. No.
No alpine paintings.
No.
No. No.
German beer mugs.
A deer.
Yeah. No. It's too many generations, I guess. There's not much of the heritage left. But I know I have an uncle who has the whole family tree, but I've yet to dig into it and find out my ancestry.
Okay, you still want to do that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to just meet up with my uncle because I know he did a lot of research.
Well, there's been some dispute over these questions, but we start them anyway because that's just our way of doing things. We have like 30 questions.
Okay. It grew from 20, right?
They were like yes or no questions in Berlin, and then we changed them in New York to just generic questions. But it's sort of like to break the ice, get to know you a bit. Want to do the first one?
Are you religious?
No.
Why?
That's complicated, I think. Should I go into it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you want to.
I don't think I want to.
That's okay.
The door is sealed.
Door sealed.
We're only recording it for the rest of the world.
Yeah.
What do you like to drink?
Ooh, I don't know. Everything? Coffee? Whiskey? Wine?
Do you have rituals?
No. Except for maybe morning coffee. That's a ritual.
How do you relax?
I don't know. Watch TV.
Who do you trust?
My wife.
Is she the only one? You probably trust her the most.
Trust her the most, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay. How many illegal fonts do you have?
I don't know if I want to say. Several.
And are you proud of that?
No. That's why I didn't want to say.
Okay.
No.
Have you been ripped off?
I'm not sure. I think so.
Have you taken action against it?
No, I haven't. Because the people who ripped me off also ripped off larger people. And I figured they'd take care of the situation before I could.
Mm-hmm. Was there taking care of the situation?
It seems to have fixed itself a little.
Okay.
Do you own a gun?
No.
What's your favorite dish?
Food. Favorite thing to eat?
Yeah.
As opposed to? What is it?
My favorite piece of china.
Okay. your favorite piece of china. Yeah, that's what
that
we were.
Too, yeah.
You know, I don't know. I like so many foods. I'm like an amateur gourmet. Although if it's like a comfort food that, you know, you crave sometimes, I don't know why I crave fried chicken. It's something it's not healthy, but every once in a while I gotta have fried chicken.
Have you had that feeling while you've been here in Helsinki?
No.
Not yet.
No, I'm kind of an adventurous eater, so I've been looking forward to different foods that you wouldn't find where I'm from.
Okay.
Have you cheated?
Cheated? That's a broad question. I think you'd have to answer yes. I think almost everyone would have to.
An example?
Oh, you know, like when you're a kid in school, you look at your friend's paper and, you know, there's all kinds of cheating, I'd say, you know.
But not really bad stuff, I suppose.
No.
Just this, the illegal fonts, for example.
Well, I guess if you call that cheating, maybe.
That would be a little bit of cheating, yeah. And what's your favorite book?
Book. I don't know. Dead Air.
well, that's okay.
I'm trying to think of, like, I remember liking, I was really intrigued by Fight Club for some reason. The book.
The book.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember that really sticking in my
mind. I love
that
film, too, by the way.
Yeah. I was surprised that the film was good, too.
Yeah.
Slightly different. It's slightly...
It's different from the book?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Well, the books are usually more in detail. Mm-hmm. And the book was a little more intriguing, I think, even though the movie was very good.
Right, right, right. But it's sort of seeing the film before the book always sort of... Well, in most of the cases, it sort of spoils it for me because you sort of...
Yeah.
It fills in the picture and the visualization. And while normally when you read a book, you do it yourself and make your own picture. And it's like much nicer.
Yeah. Yeah, fortunately, I did read the book first, so it worked out.
Good.
But Brad Pitt wasn't that bad, eh?
No.
That was the picture I sort of...
He was very good, actually. Yeah. And Norton, too, is like very good.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I haven't read the book, so I probably never will because I saw the film
already. Right. It's ruined it for you.
Do you have a hero?
I don't think I do, specifically.
Not even professionally?
I guess hero is a strange word. I guess there's a lot of people I admire, but I don't know about a hero.
So that's too strong for you?
Yeah, I guess.
I suppose.
What is your dearest possession?
Dearest possession? I don't know. I really like my book that Herman Zoff signed for me. That's kind of an interesting possession for me because he signed it to me and I'm like, wow.
Okay. Are you afraid?
Sometimes. Is that a good answer?
Yeah.
Not well, much.
Now?
Now? No, I don't think I'm afraid. I'm nervous right now.
So are we. So yeah. Don't sweat it.
If you had a chance to do something else, what would it be?
Well, I'm kind of doing what I really love doing right now. So, but if I, something else, I really like to cook. So I think I'd be a chef, gourmet chef.
What is the most beautiful word?
Most beautiful word. I don't know.
In any language.
Any language. I, for some reason, I like some strange words, like pamplemousse, I think, is a French word,
mm-hmm.
and azafata, which I think is Spanish for stewardess.
Okay.
They just are interesting words for me to say, even though I don't get a chance to say them very much.
Fly to Spain.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you
can say it constantly.
Yeah.
Is there somebody you really hate?
No.
A little?
A little?
there's probably a couple people
I dislike, but I don't think I really hate anybody.
This is the chance to get back at them now.
Oh.
No.
Typeradio.org, broadcasting from Helsinki, Itaipai 2005.